Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. In this episode, I'm going to play for you a section of the audiobook of my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. And I'm going to play for you a practice that will ultimately help you become a higher performer in anything that you're doing, whether it's related to your health or your career or other positive life outcomes. This is a practice that will really serve you. And I'm gonna be releasing a series of these so that you can get a taste of the book, but also whether you have the book or you don't have the book, you can put these practices into your life to develop the habits that matter the most. That's ultimately what my book is about and has become so well known for. High Performance Habits is the results and the findings of the world's largest study of high performers ever done. Over 190 countries reporting in, over 2 million data points, an unbelievable amount of research over a 3-year period with me and academic research teams to find the strongest correlations we could of which habits led to long-term success, and they were also healthy. They were also happy. They also had positive relationships.
And that's the magic of it all, right? High performance isn't just about getting ahead for achievement's sake. It's ultimately about a distinction of a new way to strive so that you do reach the next level of success, but this time you do it more sane, healthier, more happier, and you enjoy the process. You can succeed long-term. That is what this book is about. It tells you exactly which habits make the most difference, and we break it down, each habit, into three different practices. Now, this audio excerpt today for you is one of those practices. And please just listen, follow the prompts, put it, this either mindset or philosophy or tactic into your life, and you'll see a total change. So I'll be releasing a series of these for you in upcoming weeks and months right here on The Brendan Show. And tell you what, if you like this, you're welcome to go get the audiobook on Audible or anywhere else where you download your audiobooks. And you know, it's whatever it is, 12, 16 bucks for that. Or if you want the deluxe audiobook version, which comes with additional training, additional interviews, and an online course along with it, if you want that, you can actually get it for free when you order a hard copy book from us at brendan.com/habits. So just listen to the practice. If it resonates with you, put it into play. If not, no worries. Keep listening to The Brendan Show. You'll find something that's useful. But if it really resonates, go to brendan.com/habits and get your copy of the book from that site so that we can give you the free deluxe audio edition of the audiobook. I think you're really going to enjoy this. And as always, I want to thank you all for supporting my message. I deeply believe that as each of us develops deeper motivation and starts practicing these high performance habits, not only can we change our life, not only can we reach longer term success and be less stressed and crazy and enjoy the process this time, but we can change the world. The right habits changes your world, ultimately changes other people's world. Without further ado, please enjoy this excerpt of High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way.
Practice 2, determine the feeling you're after. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Howard Thurman. The second practice that will help you heighten and sustain clarity in your life is to ask yourself frequently, what is the primary feeling I want to bring to this situation? And what is the primary feeling I want to get from this situation? Most people are terrible at this. Underperformers especially are neglectful of the kinds of feelings they are experiencing or want to experience in life. They bumble into situations and allow those situations to define how they feel. This explains why they have low self-awareness and weak self-control. High performers demonstrate a tremendous degree of emotional intelligence and what I call willful feeling. In performance situations, they can accurately describe their emotions, but more importantly, they can also calibrate the meaning they draw from those emotions and determine the feelings they want to endure. Let me give you an example. I worked with an Olympic sprinter who was at the top of his game that year, but in prior years, his performance was often erratic. Sometimes he won a competition, other times he didn't even make the qualifying cut. When I got the call to work with him, he had a year-long winning streak. In our first session together, I asked, if you had to describe why you're winning now, in just three words, what would they be? He said, feeling, feeling, feeling. When I asked him to explain, he said, I got very clear about the feelings I needed in my mind and my body before I walked out onto the field. While I readied myself at the starting blocks, what I sensed in the middle of the sprint, and what I wanted to feel after I crossed the line, and even all the way back into the tunnel. I asked if that meant he got control of his emotions and didn't experience performance anxiety anymore. He laughed. No, when I'm at the starting blocks, my body still senses the energy and emotion of it all. My body is naturally aware of what's at stake, and there's an emotion of some fear that's there no matter what. But I don't feel anxious. I define the feeling. I tell myself what I'm sensing is a feeling of readiness, excitement.
I've heard so many high performers describe this practice in some form or another. They can sense their emotional state in any given moment, but they often choose to override it by defining what they want to feel. Let's pause to differentiate between emotions and feelings. While researchers differ in their definitions of what an emotion is, many agree that emotions are different from feelings. Emotions are generally instinctive, a triggering event, which can be an external situation or simply our brain anticipating something, generates an emotional response like fear, amusement, sadness, anger, relief, or love. Often, the emotional response happens without much of our conscious will. We just suddenly feel the emotion because our brain interpreted something happening and attached a meaning and emotion to it, guided mostly from how we sensed the situation from the past. This doesn't mean that we are conscious of all our emotions or that we can't also generate an emotion consciously. For example, seeing your baby smile at you may stir joy in your heart, but you could also elicit the emotion of joy simply by purposefully thinking about the same incident later on without the actual stimulus. Still, the vast majority of the emotions we feel in life are automatic and physical. The word feeling here is used to refer to a mental portrayal of an emotion. This is not a precise statement, but it's helpful for our purposes here. Think of an emotion as mostly a reaction, and feeling is an interpretation. Like the sprinter, the emotion of fear came up, but you don't have to choose to feel frightened and run away. You can experience the sudden emotion of fear, but in the very next moment, choose to feel centered. Whenever you calm yourself down, you are choosing a different feeling than the emotion that may have come up for you. Before entering any performance situation, high performers contemplate how they want to feel regardless of what emotions might come up, and they envision how they want to feel leaving the situation regardless of what emotions might come up. Then they exert self-control to achieve those intentions. Here's another example that shows this dynamic at play. If I'm in a meeting and people suddenly start arguing with a negative tone, I'll probably experience immediate emotions like fear, anger, or sadness. The response is pretty predictable. My heart will start pounding, my hands will get sweaty, my breathing will get shallow. Those emotions can soon evoke feelings of dread or anxiety. Knowing this, I can choose to feel differently in the meeting even if those emotions come up instinctively. I can tell myself that the emotions are just telling me to pay attention or to speak up for myself or to feel empathetic toward others. Instead of allowing the emotion to evoke the feeling of dread, I can just let it be, take a few deep breaths, and choose to feel alert yet calm. I can keep breathing deeply, speak in an even tone, sit comfortably in my chair, think positively about the people in the room, choose to be a calm force amid the storm. All these choices generate a feeling that's different from what came up earlier. My automatic emotions don't have to be in charge. My feelings are my own. Over time, if I choose to create the feelings I want from my emotions, my brain will likely habituate to the new feelings. Fear suddenly doesn't feel so bad anymore because my brain has learned that I'll deal with it well. My old references for how I feel after the emotion has changed, and that can change the actual automatic emotion's power. The emotion of fear still might get triggered, but now the feeling I sense from it is what I've created in the past. Emotions come and go. They're mostly immediate, instinctive, and physical. But feelings last, and they're often a result of rumination, which you have control over. Anger can be the emotion that comes up, but bitterness, a lasting feeling, doesn't have to be your lifelong sentence. This might sound as if I'm just parsing words, and again, I acknowledge that my descriptions are imprecise. No description of any function of mind or body can be precise because there is always variance and no thought or emotion is an island. Our senses and intentions interact and overlap across a vast neural network. But I share this here because it's so thoroughly obvious that high performers are generating the feelings they want more often than taking the emotions that land on them. When high-performing athletes say they are trying to get in the zone, What they mean is that they're trying to use their conscious attention to narrow their focus and feel in the zone. Being in the zone is not an emotion that just happens. Athletes will themselves there by minimizing distractions and immersing themselves in what they are doing. For high-level athletes and high performers from all walks of life, flow is a feeling they choose. It is summoned, not a lucky emotion that conveniently happens to show up just in time for kickoff. It's when we stop being conscious of our feelings that we get in trouble. Then the negativity of the world can start stirring negative emotions, which, if we don't control the meaning of, can evoke long-term negative feelings, which in turn set the stage for a horrible life. But if we seek to experience life and all its emotions and yet choose to feel centered, happy, strong, and loving right through the ups and downs, then we've accomplished something powerful. We've wielded the power of willful feeling, and suddenly life feels the way we want it to. That's what Kate had been forgetting. She was too lost in a sea of unpredictable emotions. She wasn't choosing to feel any one way over another. She wasn't aware of how she was treating the emotions and experiences, and so she just became reactive. She wasn't just going through the motions. She was going through the emotions, so she wasn't really feeling life the way she wanted to anymore. All I had to do was get her to choose how she wanted to feel in each situation she entered, and that intention and activity alone brought more vibrancy and color back into her life. In your everyday life, start asking, what do I want to feel today? How could I define the meaning of the day so that I feel what I want to? Next time you go on a date with someone, think about the feelings you want to create. Before you sit down with your child to work on math, ask, what do I want to feel when I'm helping my kid? What feelings do I want them to have about me, about homework, about their life? This kind of clarity and intention will change how you experience life. Performance prompts. Number one. The emotions I've been experiencing a lot of lately are... Number two, the areas of life where I'm not having the feelings I want to are... Number three, the feelings I want to experience more of in life include... Number four, the next time I feel a negative emotion come up, the first thing I'm going to say to myself is...
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that audio excerpt of my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. Again, if you really enjoyed that and you'd like the deluxe audiobook version for free, go to brendan.com/habits. Get the book through that site, and we'll go ahead and give you the deluxe audiobook version of the entire book for free at no cost as my thanks for ordering through our website. I want to thank you as well for supporting my message. We've really started this worldwide performance conversation. We've got dozens of companies and major organizations who have bought the book in bulk, who are sharing it with their teams and employees, who are sending their people through our assessments, who are getting all the tools that we built around this book. We're changing the conversation about performance in major organizations and small businesses around the world. And if you'd like to support that, just pick up a copy of the book. Get some amazing results, tell us your story, and we'll try to get out there the best way that we can. It's an honor to serve each and every one of you. I began this journey to decoding what it really takes to become a high performer now, gosh, 20 years ago in my life. So having it all come together in these set of practices in high performance habits has been quite the journey. The last 10 years of my life being a high performance coach, and then this last 3 years of academic research to prove it all out, at least to find what the data suggests and leads us to in terms of the strongest correlations. I know you're gonna love this book. So for those who already got it, thank you. Keep sharing the message, because if you'll post on social media, hashtag high performance habits of you listening to this episode or reading the book, every single day and week, we are still out there giving away all expense paid trips, giving away swag, t-shirts, cups, holders, free online courses. It's my students, We're celebrating you. So just go post on social media. Tell us what you thought of this episode. And just, again, use hashtag high performance habits and hashtag the Brendan Show so that we know you listened to us on the Brendan Show. And we'll go ahead and try to find you and give you some free gifts. We can't do it for everybody, but we're out there consistently doing it. And I mean, I've already given away, I don't know, $50,000 to $100,000 worth of stuff just this month already. So it's been pretty active. And I thank you all of our students who've made this the bestseller, all of our students who supported the message, all of our students who've committed to their continued education, their personal growth. I'm honored to be on that path with you. So thank you again for supporting The Brendan Show. Thank you for supporting High Performance Habits. I look forward to seeing you out on the road someday. Until then, remember, you can change your habits and change your life. If you're gonna practice any new habits, practice the ones in High Performance Habits. And as always, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I.
I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.